Gotcha. Little Steven's Underground Garage is next after a world news update on VOA Music Mix.
Lieutenant Colonel taking power in Burkina Faso, and U.S. girl barred over Ebola returns to school. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. A lieutenant colonel in Burkina Faso's presidential guard has declared himself the new head of state. Yakuba Isaac Zita said today in a statement broadcast on the radio and posted on the internet that he is assuming the responsibilities of head of the transition and head of state to guarantee the continuity of the state. The president of Burkina Faso, Blaise Compaoré, stepped down after protesters stormed parliament and set the building ablaze, ending his 27-year reign and sparking a struggle in the military for control of the West African country. A leading U.S. newspaper says a 7-year-old girl in the northeastern state of Connecticut has returned to her classroom after being barred from school because of fears she may have been exposed to the Ebola virus while visiting Africa. The New York Times says the girl was allowed back into her school Friday, reversing the school system's earlier decision to keep her out of class for 21 days, the time it can take for symptoms of the disease to emerge. The New York Times said the girl and her father had traveled to Nigeria in October for a family wedding, but there are no known Ebola patients in Nigeria. The newspaper said the family had sued the school system. Both sides have agreed to settle the case. No details of the settlement were released. And authorities in California say a space tourism rocket has crashed while on a test flight in the Mojave Desert, killing one pilot and seriously injuring another. This is VOA News. Chinese authorities Friday worked to clarify their response to the West African Ebola outbreak at a time when governments around the world are trying to determine the best way to prevent the virus from reaching their shores. VOA's William Ide reports from Beijing.
Last week, China's foreign ministry said that travelers from West African countries who showed no signs of the virus would be allowed to travel without restriction. But other government agencies and Chinese media reports have described a different policy. According to Chinese health authorities and interviews VOA has conducted, anyone visiting from the three Ebola-hit West African countries must self-quarantine for 3 weeks. But how the quarantine is implemented is not clear, and health officials are refusing to provide more information. Bill Ide, Beijing.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will hold talks next month with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as the deadline for an agreement on Iran's nuclear program approaches. The State Department says Kerry will meet with the Iranian diplomat in Oman November 9th and 10th, and European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton will also be a part of those talks. Iran and the so-called P5 plus one face a November 24th deadline for a deal on Iran's nuclear program. The P5 wants Iran to curb its uranium enrichment abilities to keep it from being able to build a nuclear bomb. In exchange, the UN would lift crippling economic sanctions. There had been little progress towards a final agreement. Palestinians and Israeli security forces have clashed in the West Bank after the partial reopening of Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque for Friday prayers. Palestinians protested near Hebron and the Kalindia checkpoint after Friday prayers, calling for a day of rage, and Israeli troops responded with tear gas and stun guns. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The mosque shuttered completely on Thursday due to violence, reopened under heavy security Friday, but men under the age of 50 were barred from entering. Women and men older than 50 were admitted for Friday prayers. A convoy of 150 Iraqi Kurdish fighters have crossed from Turkey into Syria to bolster Syrian Kurds defending the city of Kobani from Islamic State militants. Kurdish civilians lined the road leading to the border crossing Friday, cheering the Peshmergas, who responded with victory signs and holding their rifles over their heads. This is the first time Turkey has allowed an armed force to cross its border into Syria. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
of the unreal. Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive.
For those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats.
Alive! It's alive! It's...
Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage. Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment.
This is mass madness, you maniacs! You maniacs! You maniacs!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Coming. You can't stop them. Your skin crawls. They'll be everywhere. In your eyes. In your ears. In your blood. In your nightmares. Yet no one witnesses their evil deeds. Their destruction of the quality of life. Their lies. Their sins. Their hypocrisy. Their broken promises. They're not accountable. They're not punished for their crimes. No one cares. Nothing ever changes. They've always been there. And they always will be. It's election time. The day of the politician.
streets are gray, and the childhood games we play have faded away. And my baby, she had Christmas night. She had Christmas night. My baby, she had Christmas night. All the night moves came. Young lovers look so sure. Lost in wide awake dreams that they can't afford. Once I held you in my arms upon a bed of stone.
We have places your family can hide in peace and security. Cape Fear, Terror Lake, New Horror Field, Screamville.
Ooh, Ice Creamville.
No, Screamville.
Can't cast till I live for the rest.
This is Eddie Phillips from Creation, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Demon! demon.
Welcome to Halloween Part 2, Revenge of the Candy. Yeah, we started the show with Bow Wow Wow's version of I Want Candy, the classic Strange Love's tune. Written by the Strange Loves and Burt Burns. Produced by the amazing Kenny Laguna, by the way. The Chesterfield Kings started our first set, Running Through My Nightmares. And keeping in that theme, Restless Nights, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Both of which can now be found on Halloween A Go Go. Yes, there's still a few left. If you hurry to your local coolest record store, they may still have one or two. Like Ghosts, New Bomb Turks out of Columbus, Ohio, from the night before the day the earth stood still. Fabulous album title right there. Nightmares was Creation from Hertfordshire, United Kingdom. Creation, one of the most important British bands that did not come to America. Written by singer Kenny Pickett and guitar player Eddie Phillips, and produced by the great Shel Talmy. Sweatmaster with former coolest song in the world, I Am a Demon and I Love Rock and Roll. And that, of course, can be found on, dare I say it, Halloween A Go Go. Come on back. We are going to a very sexy archaeological dig. Dig.
The world's best variety.
Expect it here.
VOA Music Mix.
November 4th, 1922, British archaeologist Howard Carter discovered the entrance of King Tut's tomb in the Valley of the Kings while looking for a private place to polish his Sphinx. It was the only undisturbed ancient grave ever found. Grave robbing being the popular sport of the 18th dynasty. It created an unprecedented interest in all things Egyptian, which extended from the Roaring Twenties all the way to Saturday Night Live. Tutankhamun, whose name meant I'm not like everybody else, had a large family consisting of Tut Quite Common and Tut Hold On I'm a Comin'. He was originally Tutankhaten, which meant, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. So they ended up calling him Toots. And he had a famous gin mill in Midtown Manhattan where his favorite customer was Jackie Gleason. Primarily interested in scavenging the jewelry and the amulets, Howard Carter's team mindlessly and incredibly chopped the pristine mummy into a dozen pieces. But later, a clever X-ray from 1968 during a slightly delayed 3,000-year-old autopsy, revealed a head trauma that could have been the cause of death, or at the very least, revealed a very bad day at the track. His wife, who reportedly had a couple of pyramids of her own, was named A, like A-Y, A. A was the chief suspect and main person of interest, or at least as interesting as it got in 1324 B.C., because she ended up his successor, and by the way, was his former chariot driver. I wish I wrote that, but it's true. So, hey, probably clocked him with a tire iron as he bent over to fix her wagon, to which he probably replied, hey, oi, and he ended up a mummy instead of a daddy, and she would turn up in Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, singing Little Red Riding Hood on Hullabaloo.
The boy king. How'd you get the monkey? Did you do the monkey?
Over in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
Now if I had known they'd line up just to see him, I'd take all my money and bought me a museum. Buried with a donkey. He gave his life for tourism. Golden idols. He's an Egyptian.
Stoner. What's wrong with that? Some mummies are men, some mummies are women.
It's a strange country.
What's strange about it, Lou?
Your mummy, wasn't she a woman?
I never had a mummy.
What's your father do when you're in a crab game?
That's why the Egyptians took to Christianity like a vulture takes to carrion. It's the resurrection of the body.
Mm-hmm.
This whole mummy concept, which I find, very unsatisfactory, put it mildly.
Well, and your personal feeling about that, do you believe in reincarnation?
Oh, yes, I more or less take that that for granted, possibility of reincarnation. And, of course, I agree with the Buddhist system that it is something to be avoided if possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst thing that can happen.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have. The kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have.
trusted walking with you alone.
That set dedicated to Toots with King Tut, Steve Martin. He wrote it. Jeff Hanna arranged it. We all saw it performed on Saturday Night Live, 1978. Sam and Dave got into the spirit of things, but wrap it up. B-side of I Thank You, Walk Like an Egyptian, written for this set by the Bangles. And Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Domingo Samudio. Sounds like a spell Bela Lugosi would have cast on somebody. Look into my eyes. Domingo Samudio. Yeah, that's Sam the Sham's real name. But you knew that. Little Red Riding Hood. You are in the middle of Halloween 2, the sequel, Revenge of the Candy.
Radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
You know who's probably very pissed off? Bram Stoker, man. I mean, the man writes Dracula and then has to live with being born the week after Halloween? So close? That's gotta piss you off, right? I mean, the man was the one-hit wonder of Victorian literature. Fits right in here. Now, I know you remember how the whole Dracula thing got started, right? Vampire entered the English language around 1732, spelled the 60s way, you know, V-A-M-P-Y-R-E, like Mono Man's Liars. One night in 1816, Lord Byron and his personal physician, John Polidori, invite Percy Shelley, Mary Godwin, soon to be Shelley, and her sister over to the pad on Lake Geneva. They spend the night reading ghost stories, and then, undoubtedly, with the assistance of a little after-dinner absinthe and hashish, Byron suggests they all go off and write their own ghost stories. Well, Mary, soon to be Shelley, starts Frankenstein, and Byron starts The Vampire. So a couple weeks goes by, months, whatever, he forgets all about it, and his physician, Polidori, finds his notes and finishes it, and actually publishes it in 1819. Well, The Vampire is a huge hit, assisted by the fact that people think Byron wrote it. Plays start popping up based on it, and a German opera is written. This thing is huge. Just as it's dying out near the end of the century, Bram Stoker writes Dracula and really gives him all the characteristics we know and love. He's tall, he's from Transylvania, aristocratic, dresses in black, has fangs, unusual physical strength, seductive to women, can shapeshift into wolves and bats, he can't enter the house unless he's invited, is repelled by garlic and holy objects, must sleep in his native soil, and is destroyed by a stake through his heart. That's all Bram Stoker. But other than noticing the Romanian word for devil was Dracula, which is why he used it, and an article on Transylvanian superstitions, which is why he used that particular place, he didn't really know about the son of Vlad Dracul, the 15th century Romanian prince, who would be called Dracula because his father had been initiated into the Order of the Dragon. Dracul meant both dragon and devil, so Dracula meant son of the dragon, right? But supposedly, Bram didn't know anything about this stuff. The real Dracula grew up to be quite a military psycho with a habit of impaling his enemies and anyone who broke the law in his kingdom. To eradicate poverty, he invited all the beggars and poor into his castle and then set it on fire. The Turks attacked him with 3 times the soldiers, chasing him back to his capital. But when the Turkish army reached the outskirts of town, they found 20,000 Turkish prisoners impaled on stakes, so the army wouldn't go any further. They finally assassinated him in 1476 and buried him in the monastery at Snegor. But when the site was excavated for proof of his death, the body and the coffin were gone.
Touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
Last night. Are you okay?
I'm peachy, Kate. The world is my oyster. Except for the fact that I just rammed a wooden stake into my brother's chest because he turned into a vampire. Even though I don't believe in vampires. Aside from that unfortunate business, everything is hunky-dory.